The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, we're having lots of talk about outdoor dining and outdoor drinking, but lots of our pubs and restaurants simply don't have the space to accommodate that, which means that they may need to rely on the closure of streets outside and provide a service outdoors, which has all of its various issues in relation to traffic, but also in relation to public safety, policing as well. Let's start with Gina Murphy, owner of Hugo's Restaurant, a Merrion Row in Dublin, because Gina, it seems that your campaign, along with others on that particular street just off Stephen's Green, is set to be successful. But how difficult is it going to be to set up something on the street that could be easily policed?
Hi, Matt, and good evening, and thanks for having me on. We see this as being a very manageable situation. Obviously, we're well used to running our own businesses, and this, because we can't trade indoors, would just be moving our businesses to outdoors. And we would run it with the same standards and vigilance that we would run interior.
But it's going to be more difficult, though, outdoor, isn't it? Because you get, you know, you get all sorts who might never think of walking into your premises, who might be on the streets and who might decide they want to get involved in a bit of drinking or whatever. And it might be that bit more difficult to manage.
Not going to happen on our watch, let me tell you that. No, we need to be very strict about how we're going to do this. It will be table service only, and you must be seated to be served. And, you know, that's how it's going to have to run. And there's no room for error here. We're not going to mess around with how we're going to deal with this. This has to be really strict and straight up. And the way we do that is by letting us run really good places, and then we can provide really good service.
And just small practical issues such as toilet facilities. How are you going to be able to manage that? If you're not supposed to be allowing people into the premises to eat and drink, how are you going to manage toilet services?
We have to let people use the bathrooms. But I mean, look, people are using indoor premises even right now. I mean, supermarkets, essential retail, hardware. You know, we're all very highly trained in managing people. So all we have to do is manage who comes in and out to use the bathrooms. And then, you know, they're cleaned and sanitized, you know, as required. So this really shouldn't be a big deal for us at all. It's just really, it's just moving our service point to outdoors rather than indoors. And everything else would be run as normal.
Okay, Professor or Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture in University College Dublin, Orla Hegarty, is with us as well. Orla, are there actual still significant planning issues, do you think, that might be involved? Not formal planning issues, but just structural issues that will have to be dealt with if we are to allow for widespread outdoor dining on our streets in our cities and towns around the country?
Well, I would agree with your previous guest there. It is a great solution for summer in that people can meet each other again, and it needs to be managed very, very carefully. I don't think anybody wants to see some of the scenes that were seen in London last week, where there was crowds of people shouting in the street and very crowded and all crowding onto public transport. So there's an issue, obviously, with managing it. And then what happens around that? How do people travel there safely so that they're not crowding into taxis and buses? You know, how do people manage toilets safely so that they're, again, it's they're breathing clean air when they go in and not stale air from somebody else? And then, very importantly, how the staff manage, because there is a risk, obviously, if staff are crowding into kitchens and that's poorly ventilated, that they could be put in danger. So there are plenty of solutions available. It just takes a bit of imagination, really.
But how well ventilated can you keep the open air? The reason I ask that, and it may sound stupid, but we all know of the various pubs which have put on sort of extensions for smoking, which have become almost quasi-indoor areas.
Yes, we need to be careful. I did see something, a photograph of something that was proposed in Kerry during the week, which was like a glass bubble or a plastic bubble, which would be more dangerous than being inside. So people need to be very careful about any enclosures. Really what you're trying to do is stay out of the rain, but you should be feeling a draft. If you're not feeling a draft, you're not really in the fresh air. But when people understand the principles, I suppose it's important too that you're not crowding close to people. It's not no risk outdoors, it's just lower risk. And if you keep your distance, you can manage that. But there are plenty of other sheltered spaces that might be used as well, such as, you know, covered car parks or other larger structures where there is very good airflow, where people would be out of the rain, but where they could be well spaced and they would be breathing clean air rather than air that somebody else had exhaled.
Gina Murphy, how encouraging was it that last year when we did have the sort of the phenomenon of the takeaway pints when drunk outdoors, that there seemed to be reasonably few problems with public order offences?
Well, I mean, coming at this from a restaurant point of view, Matt, I mean, when you come out to a restaurant and you're dining, you know, you're not messing around, you're sitting down and you're having a nice experience with your friends or whatever. And with regards to what Orla said there, I mean, obviously the spacing between tables, even outdoors, is something that has to be considered. And there are lots of other ways that we can make sure that people, you know, behave, basically. We can't control what happens down the streets. We can control what happens outside our premises and for the areas that we're responsible for. And trust me, believe me, we will be doing that because these are our livelihoods. And we're all, you know, we have struggled to get back this far, and we just need to get back and get our people back working again and get our businesses open again. And we're not going to compromise that for you know, messy pints. That's not what we're about.
Orla Hegarty, there are people texting into 0874 100 102 about toilet facilities not necessarily been provided by the pubs and restaurants that people might be getting their food and drink from, but just by the local councils. I mean, we have an example present where there were new facilities placed at the corner of St. Stephen's Green at the top of Grafton Street, but there seem to be always lengthy queues outside them. You know, how difficult and how practical would it be to put in a whole range of facilities around our various towns and cities?
I think it's really badly needed. I mean, we've got, you know, years ago there were a lot more public toilets, and over the time people have got used to having to go into private premises for toilets, and now they're not open. The facility in Stephen's Green is great, and it's very clean and well managed, and we need a lot more of that, because really, I mean, it's restricting people in being able to use the cities and towns, you know, particularly more so for women or somebody who has a disability. They're very, very limited in how far they can travel from home if there aren't facilities open. So we need a lot more of that, and I think it would really help, you know, with some of the complaints people have had, maybe about people in the streets at night, if there were public toilets available, particularly after hours.
Professor Orla Hegarty from University College Dublin, Gina Murphy from Hugo's Restaurant and Marion Row in Dublin, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.